News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
€3.5 million is being wasted every year on posting out payslips to Gardaí and teachers. We're saying that figure again. €3.5 million is what we're spending needlessly posting out payslips to Gardaí and teachers. To discuss this, we're joined by Brian Hayes, Fine Gael MEP and former Minister for Public Sector Reform. Brian, this figure is extraordinary. We may as well just be getting, what was it, you know, that pop band that burned £1 million? We're doing that three times a year, basically. It's ridiculous,
well,
isn't it?
It is ridiculous in this day and age that the system hasn't been changed yet. I know when we were in government, I had responsibility in this area, we produced a plan, and one of the most important parts of the plan was a shared service on payroll. We've managed, or in the process of getting 18 government departments down to one. In other words, we now have, across the civil service, a centralised payroll system. In other words, you get it through your email, rather than out to the post. So the £3.5 million that you refer to there, Shane, I think used to be about £12 million. And the objective of the plan was that the shared service in the area of payroll and a centralised payroll system would then be rolled out across the rest of the public sector. And I don't know at what stage it is at, if at all, for the guards and teachers. But there's a huge saving there that needs to be made.
Do we know why? I presume Gardaí and teachers individually don't feel, oh, hang on, there's no way I'm getting mine, and I want it posted to me. I want that payslip. I can't imagine this is something they're going to the barricades to defend.
No, as I understand it, it's a systems issue that needs to be sorted out. The objective was, when we were in government, that you would do it in a phase basis, so that the first bit to be done would be in the area of the civil service and the departments. That was the objective of the plan. But then that it would be rolled out once that other centralised system was put in place. A bit like what's happened on People Point, which is a shared service on HR and pensions. So in other words, you previously had in every government department a HR section and a separate section that dealt with pension queries from retired members. And now you have a shared service in People Point, which is working very well. Amazing savings have been introduced there. The same has happened on procurement. We now have an independent, what's called the OGP, an independent government procurement, which has made, I think, savings of about £300 million. But the whole objective of the plan was that it would be rolled out across the public sector. And that hasn't happened yet. And okay. I think that's where the major problem remains.
Now, it's funny. People always think there's billions and billions of euro every year being wasted across the public service. And then when you do something like On Board Snip Newer Report, you kind of realise there's actually not that much low-lying fruit. But this is low-lying fruit, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the big areas are around, particularly when the crash happened. And in a sense, it sounds kind of weird to say it, but actually the easiest thing to do is to cut numbers and cut pay. Mm. And an extraordinary contribution, in fairness, was made by the Irish public sector. So we employ about 18% of the total workforce in the public sector. The cuts in their pay was about 20% of the total adjustment costs, which was quite extraordinary. So in 2008... the total pay bill for public sector pay and pensions was €20 billion. Within 4 years, it was €17.5 billion. Now, that was largely brought about by a reduction in pay, but also an embargo on staff recruitment. And that had a huge effect, of course, on key services. But the point is, it's not just about pay and numbers. It has to be about greater efficiencies and doing things differently and making sure that you have a professionalised service and the right expertise.
This needs to happen. I mean, €3.5 million, it's still a decent whack of money.
It is, and it should happen. But in a context where we're spending a third of all public expenditure and public sector pay and pensions, it's a fraction, but it should be done.
Yeah. Okay.
The bigger issue, though, is around the reform agenda and making sure there's a political buy-in to that.
Okay. Listen, just before we let you go, you're obviously out in Brussels and Strasbourg these days. I know you still keep a close eye on events back home. That Irish Times opinion poll showing a fairly clear lead for the Yes campaign. It's advantage Yes at the moment, isn't it?
Well, it seems to be on the basis of those numbers in that poll. But still, there's over a month to go. There's an important campaign. I agree with what you've said just now before I came on. People are mulling over this question quietly and privately. They're not going to be provoked by politicians on either side of this debate, in my view. It's a very private issue. I would be confident that we can get the repeal message out there, but it's very, very, you know, long. The length of time between now and polling day is quite significant. So I don't think the government, or indeed anyone else, can take a yes vote for granted. A lot of work has to happen on the ground.
Okay, just very briefly, because we are out of time. Are you surprised by those Sinn Féin posters on the referendum with pictures of Mary Lou McDonald? It seems slightly strange for a referendum campaign, doesn't it?
It does, actually, because I don't know what the objective of their message. I understand and I welcome the fact that they're looking for a yes vote, as indeed the majority members of the government are as well. But it's slightly strange that you would be using this referendum to promote your party leader. It's not that kind of issue, and I think this could rebound against them.
Okay, Brian Hayes, Fine Gael MEP, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.